Chapter 4. I am a Huron Chief. The Hurons and their prisoners started to walk. Magua walked in front of Duncan, Cora, and Alice. The other Hurons walked behind the prisoners. They walked across a valley. Then Magua led them up a steep hill. The land at the top of the hill was flat. Magua sat down under a tree. The Hurons started to eat and drink. Magua shouted to Duncan, "Send the dark-haired woman to me!" Cora was afraid. She went to Magua. "What do you want?" she asked.
"I am a Huron chief," said Magua. "I lived 20 summers and 20 winters. I did not see a white man. I was happy. Then a white man came to the forest. He gave me brandy. The drink was bad for me. It made me crazy. My people were angry. I had to go away. I ran away and lived with the Mohawks. Then the war started," said Magua. "The French and the English were fighting each other. The Mohawks were fighting for the English. The Hurons were fighting for the French. I was fighting my own people. Your father, Monroe, was our chief. He told the Mohawks, 'Do not drink brandy.' But a white man gave me brandy. What did Monroe do? He gave orders to his men. They tied me with ropes, and they beat me. I will never forget."
"But," said Cora.
"Woman," shouted Magua.
He stood up quickly.
"You will be my wife. Your sister will go to Fort William Henry. She must tell Monroe everything. Then Monroe will know. His daughter lives with me, Magua."
"Never," said Cora. "I will not be your wife."
Magua smiled.
"Then you will die," he said. "And your friends will die too."
Then Magua went towards the other Hurons. He spoke to them. Duncan ran to Cora. "What is wrong?" he asked. "What did Magua say to you?"
"It is not important," said Cora.
The Hurons were listening to Magua. Duncan watched them. They were very angry. Suddenly, Magua shouted at the Hurons. They pulled Duncan and the women towards the trees. They tied each prisoner to a tree with rope.
Magua stood in front of Cora. He laughed. "What does Monroe's daughter say now?" he said. "Shall I send your sister to your father? Will you follow me to the Great Lakes and live with me?"
Cora looked at her sister. "Alice," said Cora, "I must go with Magua and be his wife. Then you and Duncan will live."
"No!" shouted Duncan. "Never!"
"No, no, no," said Alice.
"Then die!" shouted Magua.
He threw his knife at Alice. The knife cut off some of her hair. It hit the tree above her head. Duncan shouted angrily. The Hurons had tied Duncan to a tree, but he pulled the rope and it broke. He jumped on a Huron and they fought. The Huron had a knife. He was going to kill Duncan. Suddenly a gun fired, and the Huron fell dead.